Hello, audience. Today, we are thinking small.
Small.
Within the box.
Very small.
All right. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Think Between Worlds podcast. The premiere. Yeah. The premier positive podcast.
Yeah.
An OC. Try to find something positive to say about everything, even if we despise it.
Yes.
Small segment today that the other night we were getting our asses handed to us in Smash Bros.
God, so much.
We won three of like the eight matches we played, so not too bad.
That's less than half.
One of them was a rematch after we got our asses.
Still less than half. Two of them are rematches, and we lost both rematches. But anyway.
So shower thoughts for me is like, man, what are my sins? What am I? Because clearly sometimes I end a match and I'm like, I could have won that match. Had I not fucked that third jump or that up B, I would have made it back with this. I was goofing off. So to me, today is about what are our sins?
Yes.
what are our darkest, sinister? What's under the hood? You know, when we play Smash.
Smash sins.
Smash sins. That's a good one. It was Smash sins. I guess I'll just start. Before that, Derek here.
David here.
Over there.
Yes. Across the table.
Yeah. Across this table, David over there.
We really should get a picture of the setup so we can, like, you know, post it on social media.
Not this setup, man.
Well, but it's fun. Natural. It's organic.
You know, Think Between Worlds here, I'm hoping to set up a decent recording space, an actual, like, a recording desk soon, maybe within the year.
Yeah.
But back to our Smash sins.
Smash sins!
Sin number one, I already kind of went over. I goof off when I get knocked off the stage. So this is us in the confessional, like, oh, forgive me, Father, for when I am knocked off the stage, I do not take it seriously, and I just kind of goof off until it's too late, and I'm like, oh, I better do my third jump. Whoops, I died, and I don't take it seriously. Usually, to me, it's like I worry when I have, like, 200% damage, and I know I'm going to get instantly smashed out. I like to think, oh, you only get me if you smash me instantly, like, with the smash attack. Yeah. But then I realized, oh my god, no, it's really easy. All you have to do is kind of throw Derek far enough off the stage.
Well, not even
and
that.
And you'll freak out.
Like, if you're over 150% in ultimate, like, a single, like, forward air could kill you, like that. So,
yeah. Yeah, things have changed a little bit, but still, for the most part, I try to make my way back to the stage. I almost never make it, at least not in ultimate.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, oof, that's my weakness now. Is I don't
constant
take it.
Vigilance.
Right, I'm not constantly vigilant. So my first
should he be a recurring character?
Yeah,
in our
Alistair
podcast,
Moody, yes. Constant vigilance, which I do not have, at least not these days. There was a day when I really took it seriously, but now I'm like, whatever, I'm dead. Match is yours, dude. Take him out, or don't lose.
I'm a dead motherfucker.
Yeah, so that's sin number one. I think I got about three sins here, so we'll do a sin, reverse sin. So what do you think your problem is? What do you think really costs you a match?
The main thing is the metagame since Melee has been edge guarding. You have to guard the edge. Problem is, I have no confidence in my ability to recover from being thrown off the stage because I haven't practiced that at all. So my cardinal sin is I'll let them get back on the stage because I want to control center stage.
Yeah.
I want to own the middle ground. And that's the problem because in the middle ground, anyone can get you.
Yeah.
You play a one-on-one, most people have one long range attack. They can just pick you off. Yeah. That fucking, we were playing the match and there was somebody who was playing Samus and Fox versus the two of us. And the Fox was getting all up in our business, but the Samus was just
pot-shotting
missiles and charge beams and So
I think I decent for me. I never kill Fox or Falco or Wolf for that matter. I actually got two Fox kills in, which was kind of fun.
That and we were on Magikant, so they kept getting.
And
the
I was
fucking
playing as
Dedede.
Dedede is like my fifth tier. It's like, hey, listen, I'm bored. I've gone through like all the people I really like to play as. He's my last remaining guy on my list that I like to play as.
Well,
I was Dedede, and I was
that's another sin. Most people say that you can play whatever characters you want for fun, but if you're gonna get serious, you have to practice with like one, maybe two maximum characters, and those are the ones you should be practicing the most, playing as the most. I believe in Smash 4 and even in Brawl, like your best character was Pikachu, right?
Yeah, Pikachu will always be my put on the war paint. Or in my case, tie on the bandana because I'll do Pikachu with the
well, actually
bandana.
In your case nowadays it's put on the lucha mask.
Oh, yeah, I like Lucha. Well, I still go for the bandana Pikachu. But yeah, I love Pika Lucha, or Lucha Pika. But let me pull back a little bit. Let me define this in. It's something you know you could have done.
Yeah.
But just so, like, you say you don't know how to edgeguard.
Yeah.
But how can that be a sin? The sin is supposed to be like, oh, I could have done that, but I didn't.
You need to practice.
Okay, so your sin is, you tie it into not practicing.
If you want to be a good Smash player, you have to do certain things. Number one, you have to learn to edgeguard.
Okay.
Number two, you have to practice with 1 to 2 characters maximum and actually try and get good with them. If you want to be proficient at all.
You know, yeah. Right.
And number three, you have to especially practice edge recovery for your own characters. You got to do that.
My timing is still way off.
You got to practice your up Bs. You got to measure how high will that get me?
When you pull back up onto the stage, you blink for all of about a second. And so you can't attack during that blinking phase.
Yeah.
And then once you're done blinking, you instantly want to hit A. And that's how you do your edge attack.
Usually, yeah.
Up. Okay, because I keep going, oh, I hit A as soon as my character begins rolling up onto the stage, and he or she almost never does it. And it's like, oh, I think I have, every time, this might be a whole new sin I'm discovering here, every time I'm like, oh, I should have waited till I was done blinking for all of about a second.
Well, no, like, the blinking is just invincibility frames, that way they can't immediately knock you off
the
second you grab the
edge. So can I attack
during
those invincibility frames?
I believe so.
It seems like my character never does. Like,
I think you have to, like, push over and A at the same time.
I do. Like, I'm bad at it. My timing's
Or up and A or something.
Maybe up and A, yeah.
Maybe it's B these days. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't seem to do it.
That well versed in how the controls work. That's why we gotta spend more time in training mode.
Yeah, with like not just beating a stationary AI. Like I think from now on, I better start turning on the AI for attack. Just get down with a moving opponent that's gonna be attacking me. Then you actually see that the distances of your attack change a little bit.
Yeah,
with the guy closing in on you. So sin number two.
Yeah,
formerly mine. Is I will get obsessed with trying to land the same attack as many times as I can try until I land it.
Yeah.
So let's say K. Rool, I'm getting pretty good as K. Rool. His neutral B, where he winds up a shot on the blunderbuss.
Yes.
I will keep trying to do it until I hit my opponent because I want to see it happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I visually just want to see a cool attack I like happen, and it'll cost me hundreds of points in damage. Just me trying to be like, stay still, come over here. And like,
well, the problem
I'm wasting so much time trying to land one fucking attack.
And not just that, you're not just wasting time, you're also wasting lives.
Right,
and the problem
right.
is, if your opponent is proficient in Smash in any way, they know how to counter that. And they'll see you repeatedly trying to do it and get better and better at dodging it.
Right. And then
this guy's trying to spam the same move. I can avoid that easily.
I ain't even spamming. I'm just trying to get it till I can hit him once with it.
I know, but...
because I'm all about variation and mixing. You know, I love things like Devil May Cry. I love getting high combo counts and doing a different move every single time. But yeah, but that's my sin, though, is like the match will be over. I will have lost. And I'm like, you know, I didn't have to sit there trying to get him with the blunderbuss 7 times when I could have just moved on to a forward A or a smash A really quick or a down smash or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's the sin. And then that sin basically plugs into that kind of just plugs into, you're just wasting life.
Yeah.
You're wasting time and life in the match. So that's not really, I won't count that as a third sin. That's all. The second sin I have. Should we go for 7 each? Can we come up with 7?
The seven sins.
Our 7 deadly sins of Smash. Anyways, I don't know if you have anything else.
I actually have a good one here. My main problem is I am consistently dependent upon Smash attacks themselves. C-sticking the Smash attack or whatever. I don't use any of my regular... A moves, my regular attacks.
Just your attacks, yeah. No, it's not specials. Not
I'm
smashes.
Either I'm either relying
tilt
on
A, tilt up A, bit down A.
Yeah, I'm either relying on my regular moves with my regular special moves, over B, up B, side B, down B, the whole thing, neutral B, or I'm relying on smash attacks, and I don't use my regular attacks nearly enough, and that gives me a very big predictability. My character becomes very predictable. He's going for his side B again. Oh, he's going for this. I play Ridley every once in a while. And I want to get good at him because he's a newer character. But I'm just so fucking predictable when, like, I'm near the guy. I want to use a side B and throw him off the edge, you know?
Yeah.
Where he grabs him. Or you could say, let's just say the general sin is I don't use moves enough. I don't use certain moves enough. Like, when I'm playing as Inkling, I never use the roller. I don't know how to get out of it, so I try to avoid using it.
Mm-hmm. Like Yoshi's side A.
Yeah.
Or I have difficulty. I know what I'm supposed to do, but like Wario's side A, you're like, how do I get off this thing?
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's actually a nice way that you segued from mine. It's almost like a similar camp. It's like I should spend more time using other moves instead of using like pretty much yours is a different kind of way. Like I only use the ones I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. That's a good segue into another sin. I was going to say that I don't know if this counts as a sin, but I have an over-reliance on – it's like the opposite of you. I have like one regular A attack I like, and that's always my dash forward A for like almost any character.
Yeah.
I'm overrunning the opponent, or I'm dashing like through them, or they dodged past me when I came.
Yeah.
You know.
They can see you running toward them. They assume that's what you're going to
right,
do.
Right. You're like, unless you have like a really big character like DDD who has a brilliant forward A. Same with, K Rool has a very good forward dash A.
Yeah.
Because he basically takes half the stage. Like he leaps, he kind of like stiffens up, woof, and then falls. And you're like, wow, that takes up a lot of stage room, especially if you're on like a beta stage.
Yeah. Well, the fun thing about K. Rool is, I don't know if many people know this, he actually has more invincibility frames in his moveset.
Don't reveal your secrets.
Than
you
fucking
crazy?
Anybody. Just various moves he has, because of how big his belly is basically impervious.
Oh, yeah.
Impervious?
Is it impermeable? With an M.
It's impervious.
Impervious.
Yes. His stomach is basically impervious. And you can't hit if you've hit the stomach at certain points. Kind of like Link's shield. If you just stand there, you could shoot him with a fucking,
full buster charge.
A full buster charge. Or even Lucario's, like, max damage aura sphere thing that he shoots out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it'll just blink, nothing.
Hoo-hoo. Off
of any of Link's shields.
Yeah.
Toon Link, Young Link, Regular Link, the whole thing.
Yes.
The shield blocks it and it just deflects it. It evaporates. It disappears. And that's how King K. Rool's stuff is during some of his attacks. Because just how big he is, if you manage to hit the stomach area, doesn't do a damn thing.
Yeah, I've had good luck with K. Rool.
Yeah.
But those dash forward A's, I have an obsession with those. But I'm learning that Simon Belmont, since he's a character I all but pitched into the previous roster.
Yeah.
What was the? It wasn't the sweepstakes. What do they call that officially?
It was the ballot.
Ballot. The smash ballot.
Yes, the smash ballot.
I officially put Simon Belmont on the ballot. That was my pick, and it was like he appeared here exactly as I pitched him. I think we went over this in a previous podcast.
Yeah.
Or several podcasts. So I guess he's the closest I get to like now when the cards are down. I'm like, all right. War paint's on. I'm picking Simon. Or if I want to spice it up, I'll be Richter.
So slow.
But his A attack game is amazing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that don't. You have to go to like the character descriptions and the character tips.
Yeah.
He has an amazing down tilt A, because he has a slide.
The slide. Yeah.
And we're discovering. We watched a Dr. Mario in like Japan play a Yoshi, and Dr. Mario was fucking good.
Yeah, Dr. Mario has a slide as well.
Yeah,
I didn't know he
was using
that
down slide. I'm like, see, slides. And Mega Man has a slide too. He down A has a slide over.
Kirby has a slide.
But man, Simon Belmont has a really long slide. And then you could press A again when you make contact. And he kicks leaping you in. He leaps into the air, kicking you, brings him airborne. And from there, you can do whatever you want. You can do a neutral air A. You can throw down a holy water. You can do some really good comboing starting from that down A.
Yeah.
So I'm getting into the neutral A, or sorry, not neutral, the regular attack game. I'm getting into that with the Belmonts because they're really good at that.
Sin for me, number three, I don't know how to juggle.
No, neither do I.
I don't know how to juggle, man.
But are there times when you legit go, fuck, I could have juggled?
Yes, exactly.
Shit, I should have done that.
Yeah, I'll get them up in the air, and I'll be like, if I knew how, I would.
Well, see, you just said you don't know how, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
That's different from the you know how, and you could have done it, but you didn't.
But the thing is, you know, I've been playing Smash since the first one came out on N64. You think I would have learned by now?
Juggling probably wouldn't have been a thing until like Melee.
No, you could juggle anybody, even
in the original.
Yeah, if you knew what you were doing.
I didn't think it would have been quick enough. The gameplay would have been fast enough to have it feel good.
Well, I mean, you could juggle. Anyone could juggle anyone. Yeah. So, I mean, as long as you know what you're doing.
Link, I think I've seen you with a Link with an up smash. You're pretty good at that Link up smash A.
Oh, yeah, but that's just three strikes, and then they go up in the air. And then
you can just kind of keep doing it, right?
Well, if they land on
you. I've seen you do it, like, twice to, like, one person.
If the person goes up and then comes straight back down, yeah, you can do it again. Yeah. But real juggling is when, like, oh, they're trying to avoid you. You get underneath them, you move, and then do another, as they call it, an up air.
Yeah,
you know, something like that.
One of our epic failures was were we in Dreamland? We were in like the Melee Dreamland stage, with the Wispy Woods.
We
were playing a Marth and a cloud strike.
Oh God, that cloud.
Well, both. Well, he was an up B guy.
Yeah.
But he was like juggling us with his up B. But Roy was really good at just juggling in general, using any move he could use in the air.
Roy's our boy.
Right, and we're just sitting there like, let's not go airborne.
That was a Marth, not a Roy.
Was it a Marth?
It was a Marth.
I could have sworn. Did he choose like the red suit or something?
Yeah.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. No flame in his attacks.
Yeah, you're right. He was just a red Marth.
Yeah.
I was sitting there thinking, man, we can't attack these guys. We can't even jump above them. We're just going to have to do them head on. You just have to stay on the ground and go straight ahead.
That fucking cloud and kept up B spamming.
But then he would spam the neutral B when we were coming towards him.
Yeah.
Or no, forward B. Is that forward B?
When we rematched him on the flat surface, it was a Omega form stage. He just kept using his neutral B, which is like the energy blade that comes out.
I like how we had the audacity, like, fuck, as a joke, a cosmic joke, I'm like, let's fucking rematch. There's no way they're going to want to waste their time on peons like us. And then, like, legit, boom, okay. And we're like, oh, no.
Yeah, and
die.
I was like, yeah, it's a flat stage. That means he can't get above us as easily. But then he whipped out the neutral B, and it was just, God.
Yeah, he was pretty cheap. But he was still good.
It was fucking horrible. Good.
Although we took care of Marth, didn't we? We were just left with Cloud at the end.
The first round we took care of Marth, and it was just me and Cloud left. You died, Marth died.
Once again, I fell to my death twice. Whoops.
Last life, he had zero. I had 80%. It wasn't going to last much longer. He did one good up B and I was out.
I could have sworn that second round, match we almost had them. We're like, oh, we're gonna get you this fucking time.
No, the second round we lasted a lot longer. We lasted till time ran out, but they had three lives total.
Right.
We had two.
I consider that a victory. I'm like, hey man, if you don't just flat out lose a match, it's cool with me. You guys got more kills, you won it, but hey, we were rocky. We stayed in the ring. We fought in the ring, you know. That's all the sins I can think of. Those are all of my, I defined it.
Seven total then, I guess.
Added
together.
All right, so we're good. We're good.
Six
here.
Or seven.
We're good here. There's a thematic element. It's perfect. The sin was defined by me. It's like something you could easily kind of have done, but you just didn't.
You know.
The sin of sloth.
Well, I guess what we could do is we could discuss now like how to fix certain things that we are bad at. We kind of went over little things here and there.
Yeah, I just need to go to training mode.
I don't think it's just training mode. I honestly think, and this is something that's made me such a good player, you need to pick your character that you like, and you need to play through, I hate to say it, probably World of Light or the classic modes for everybody, because that gives you time and practice, and you're against various opponents of various difficulty levels, and it gives you a chance to sort of flesh things out.
I think I'm going to do Spirit Board.
Spirit Board's good, but you get more spirits just by doing the
World of Light.
Yeah, World of Light.
It's still one of the things I just haven't.
It is very grindy. I know it is very grindy, but
I'm into that multiplayer experience.
Yeah, we touched upon the World of Light during our single player Smash thing, but
I wasn't a big fan. I
enjoyed it, but it's very grindy.
Yeah, I respect what they were trying to do with it. It's just not subspace.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever going to be subspace. I mean, I don't think Sakurai's coming back to this. But speaking of coming back to it, those extra characters. Man, where are they? Like, shit. What's his name? Joker. He's supposed to be here, like, this week.
Supposed to be middle of April. It's now,
like,
as of
the
recording,
first weekend of
it's
April.
The 7th
the
7th of April.
Or 6th, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
So.
I'm getting worried here.
Yeah.
They're going to overstep the window they had.
Yeah, they had till the end of this year.
Right,
so.
I think it's going to go a little longer than that.
Maybe.
No,
maybe,
no, wasn't it? It was even supposed to go to like February next year.
I think they said they were going to have everything released by the end by 2020.
Okay.
So that means
they have till
the end of 2019.
Okay, because I heard that it was everything announced releasing still happening until like February or March.
Well, fuck. I don't know, man. It's been so long since I've seen that.
We're not going to argue the semantics.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, we got Joker coming out soon. Very soon. I'm hoping to get announcements on the other characters. Apparently, they picked all the DLC in November. So, they're just working on making them. Yeah. They're focusing on one character, and then they focus on the next character, and the next character, and the next character.
Yeah.
Joker has been, his render's been released, and leaked even though we've seen his render in that one announcement he had for the 3.0 announcement, which is supposed to be coming out this month as well.
Yes.
Yes, which will be giving us...
People are hoping it's not just Amiibo, you know.
Well, people are hoping that the...
That was this week. There was one, oh, what is it? And it's like, ooh, Amiibo support.
Well, we already have Amiibo support.
Well, for the three upcoming Amiibo.
Oh, well,
new
yeah,
Amiibo support.
3.0 was supposed to be Joker and there's rumored new game modes.
Yeah, oh, which we can use that.
I would love that. And it would make practice for us learning how to use our characters better.
Yes.
You know, that'd be nice.
And bring back Home Run. That's all I ask. And Target Smash.
I would mind. Bring I wouldn't mind
back.
Target Smash. I
we'll
also
bring them back.
It's Ultimate. They should bring back all the old LG ones.
Right.
You know, board the platforms, race to the finish.
Right.
But, you know,
like,
and that would be good practice.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be hard. I mean, for all as far as I can tell, things have been rebalanced, but they've used all the previous assets and just like upscaled them or remade them a little bit. And a
little bit.
They could bring back these old modes. It should
nerfed some of the Smash 4 characters like Bayonetta.
Or they buffed Donkey Kong. Jesus. Speaking of
yeah, me, but he's still slow.
Me trying to land a fucking move as his neutral B, just constantly, like, whoosh, whoosh, and then I get hit. Oh, better try again.
Well, okay, you can't. Okay, it is in a professional battle. There is no way you're going to be able to charge a full neutral B in one go. You charge a little, shield roll. Charge some more, shield roll.
I do that, or I get way airborne. I'll get like way up if I get a jetpack or something and just do it in air, and I'm so dumb and they can see what I'm trying to do. I'll just try to land right next to him or land basically right on top of him, unleash it.
No.
Right. Yeah, most people just kind of see it like, oh, he wants to get me as soon as he lands next to me.
Yeah,
like,
I saw
roll.
Yeah. And to be fair, another sin that I notice you have, I'm analyzing you now, is when you get fed up with something, you'll go to, like, spam tactics. You were playing as Donkey Kong, you got fed up, and you just went for the down B, you know, fucking earthquake slap or whatever it was.
Yeah, but you know I'm decent.
You're like, fuck this shit. You're
right.
Just boom, 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 boom,
but
boom.
I don't do it until I get fed up because they were spamming. Or it wasn't he wasn't spamming. It was a Yoshi, and he was just really good with his neutral B throwing the egg, and then he went between that and the side B.
Neutral B is eating you.
Oh, is that
up B is throwing the
he
egg.
He was throwing an egg and then his side B where he was rolling. Man. And he was just really good with it. And I was just getting sick because they had us on both sides. We just couldn't knock them away.
I remember.
And I'm like, fuck you guys. Kaboom, 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 kaboom. And then I stopped for a second and was like, I got him. Keep doing it. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. Yeah. Yeah. No,
but
I don't do that all the time. That's
no,
not a sin because I don't do it all the time. You saw that once.
But it is a thing where
I think I lost There's Pikachu where I got really fed up and just kept spamming down B.
Yeah.
That was twice in one night.
Yeah. That was you get fed up a little easily when people are a lot better than you.
Not hell no, bitch! Don't be saying that. I spam when other people spam. When they're spamming, I'm like, fuck you! I'll play you at your own game. Bitch.
I didn't see
like,
you spamming against that fucking cloud.
I couldn't have spammed. Who was I playing as when we were going? I think I was Simon Belmont. I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm just gonna throw holy water at him. I'm gonna just keep trying to jump over those little land waves and just kind of holy water.
Oh, so
holy
you
water.
So you were throwing holy water, and because you couldn't kept hitting them, you decided to just keep trying the same move until it hit.
Yes.
One of your sins.
Yes.
Well, if you guys have any sins then Smash, or you have any tips as to how we can get better, hit us up at themebetweenworlds@gmail.com or on Twitter at @TBetweenWorlds.
You're just going to get a surplus of get good. If anybody answers, like, yeah, I got advice for you. GITGUD! Upside down! Yeah. Enter. All right, people.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. This was a Think Small editorial segment.
Yeah. Just let you know, we're not perfect. We're like everybody. You know, we have our flaws.
Yeah.
Never said we were perfect, but I feel like some of you think we are, even though you've never messaged us. It's okay.
Lovely.
Anyway.
Lovely.
Yeah. Let us know what you think, and we'll see you next time.
And we'll keep thinking. Bye bye.
This Think Small episode of the Thinking Worlds podcast was created by David Kennedy Farner and Derek Dillon. It is hosted by David Kennedy Farner and Derek Dillon. It is edited by David Kennedy Farner, and it is produced by David Kennedy Farner, Derek Dillon, and Madison Sneddon. Intro by Midair Machine, and outro by Roll Music via the freemusicarchive.org, and cover art by Davy Jones. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you in World 3-6.